I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Okay. My mind is blown by the fact that the GOP leadership has gone on vacation. We are in the middle of the most critical battle for the Republic since Washington crossed the Delaware. And these losers are on vacation. Right now, Kamala Harris, the border czar, is getting away with something unbelievable. 99 terrorists released into the United States of America deliberately. Okay. We caught 11 terrorists on the terror watch list total on the border during Trump's entire tenure. Total. They caught more than 250 between 2001 and 2021 and 23 on the border. 250 terrorists on the watch list between 21 and 23 on the border. Well, a Congressional Intelligence Committee just got notice a couple weeks ago that they had 99 of them in custody and just released them. Let them go. They're getting away with it right now. Literally, as Kamala Harris frames herself as the one who's actually tough on the border, Republicans are AWOL. Our leadership is AWOL. Now, Mitch McConnell is normally AWOL, okay? He's either drooling in the corner or he's off partying with the Democrats. So forget him. He's the leader in the Senate. But Mike Johnson in the House? No press conference? Nothing. Folks, we don't have time for this. The ballots go out on the 5th of September in the swing state of North Carolina. These ballots are going to start to be mailed in the first 2 weeks of September. These swing states vote ridiculously early. We do not have time for Mike and the gang to take a break right now. We don't have time for that. As useless as Jim Jordan is for actually doing anything, we need him to talk and speak and use words. So is anybody trying to get to the bottom of the 99 terrorists? You know what's incredible? Trump isn't even using these talking points. I finally good and lost my mind the other day, and I just started tagging people who follow me back and messaging them, like Jason Miller and people in his campaign. Like, please tell Trump 99 terrorists. Current affairs, read up, read on them, read the stuff. Because if Congress members aren't going to hold a press conference to try to call attention to this, Trump's got to do it. And he doesn't seem to know. He's talking about the danger on our border, and he's talking about, you know, rapes by illegals in New York. Good, good, good. That's great. But 99 terrorists, he doesn't seem to know. I mean, the level of disorganization here is shocking. It's just shocking. All around. But it finally cracked through on Fox News this morning. So I hope somebody shows it to Trump, because Republican leadership's useless. They're just on vacation. I guess they'll come back in September, and to heck with the Republic. People will be voting by then. They need to know this now. This is a matter of life and death. These terrorists will be terrifying us for the next generation. And they are here, and they were deliberately relocated by the Biden and Harris administration. And they will not tell Fox News where they went. So finally, somebody gave a damn and did something about it. Asked some questions about it. Wasn't anybody from the swamp. They don't care. It was Ashley Moody, who's the attorney general of Florida. And she's appalled. She has contacted Department of Homeland Security trying to figure out, are these terrorists in Florida? Did you relocate them? We need to start watching them. We need to try to figure out, is there a way we could pick them up before they kill somebody? Here's Ashley Moody. And I don't normally play an uncut interview like this, but this is so critical to the survival of Americans, which apparently Republicans not interested in if they're on vacation, that it needs to be played. And maybe somebody out there who has an in with the Trump campaign, I've done everything I can. I tweeted it. I tagged his campaign managers. Please, God, let the man know this is going on. Somebody keep up with current affairs. Folks, this is why you have a war room. The Democrats have one. to keep up with stuff like this and write the talking point, but we don't do smart things. Anyway, here's Ashley Moody, Attorney General of Florida, Republican, finally taking this into her own hands. Here we go.
Yeah, I know. As the news seems to be focusing on whether or not Kamala Harris, shrugged off the assignment from Biden that she was responsible for stemming the tide of migration over our border. You know, as this back and forth is going on, I'm astounded that buried in that is the most terrifying admission of all from the Biden administration, in that, you know, the ones that are coming across and we're coming in contact with, that's hundreds, almost 400 on the terrorist watch list encountered by this administration because of the failed stemming of that tide by Kamala Harris, compared to 11, by the way, under the Trump administration. But here's the most terrifying news that no one is picking up on, that we finally have an admission from them. They have released, after coming in contact with these people, 199, almost 100, could be more now, because this was through 2023, to roam our interior. Yeah. And here is the most frustrating part as an attorney general in a state where we know suspected terrorists have been before, when tragedies have happened in this country. They are not communicating. When they realize they've released these almost 100 terrorists to roam our communities, they are not telling law enforcement in the states that they have done so. There is no communication. I've confirmed that with our law enforcement. And Americans need to know, whether you title yourself the border czar or not, they have released into our interior and they are now roaming. We have no idea how many that they have tracked down.
Attorney General, not only are they being released, which is the worst part, but local communities aren't even being given a heads up, which is outrageous. Also outrageous, the House Judiciary Committee.
Okay, so these are illegal immigrants. We could remove them at any moment, right? Who are on the terror watch list. They either got caught at the border or they turned themselves in and were released by the Biden administration. And they won't tell them where they are. But, you know, Mike Johnson and the crew, Republicans, they're on vacation. So, you know, wouldn't want to disturb them. Wouldn't want to have a press conference. You know, it's too much to ask. You could even do it on Zoom if you want to. And time is ticking and the ballots are getting ready to be mailed out. We are running out of time.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.